That means that we were actually at a restaurant.
No, it'll be all right.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Welcome into the Pokes Report podcast. Zach Lancaster here alongside Brian Murphy. It's been a while.
It has, sir, and in person.
I'll tell you, what's funny is Robert actually mentioned the last time we recorded today on his show. It's probably the best thing we've ever done, and it lost forever. It's gone forever. Yeah. I don't know what happened to it. Computer froze, but we're here live at, well, live now at Eskimo Joe's with manager Tim Holland. General manager, excuse me. It's a much better title than just manager. I appreciate you having us and joining us.
Yeah, thank you for letting me come on. It's cool.
Yeah, and you've brought out the badges. That's one of the main reasons we're here. 15 straight, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, this is my credibility here, my credentials on the table.
We made him bring them in, too.
Yeah, trips to the Extreme Camp. And we hear Robert talk about it all, you know, every year. And throughout the fall camp, you have people show up and I can't even begin to imagine how cool it is. I mean, you're essentially a player for a weekend, other than going through practice. But you get to go through meetings and training camp, and you get to eat with the team and footage and all this stuff. So, I guess the most obvious question is what drove you to that first one?
Well, I appreciate it. We're honored to be involved with Extreme Camp and have been every year in its existence. Brian and I were talking before we came on just about kind of the relationship that we've established with Oklahoma State Athletics and football in particular, even before Extreme Camp, in terms of just having a chance. It kind of probably starts with recruiting visits, right? We're one of the official stops when a recruit is in town on an official visit, and so we're honored that they trust us with that experience. And certainly value the opportunity that we have throughout every year to host recruits from every sport. But I think that that relationship started there. And, I want to give credit to Coach Johnny Barr, who brought this program to Stillwater. I believe this is something he did when he was in Texas and kind of brought the idea. And my understanding is, the premise of Extreme Camp was to help fund some of their recruiting efforts, some of the special camps that they would go do on the road, and to help fund some of the support staff that are needed to run the recruiting office. Now, recruiting has evolved significantly since 15 years ago. The staff has gotten much larger, and they do some different things. But initially, that was the mission. And Johnny approached us about trying to help with some of the hospitality elements associated with Extreme Camp. There is this all access during the day, but then at night, there's some unique opportunities to kind of get with the coaches one-on-one, to talk about what you saw throughout the day and ask questions and get some kind of unfiltered, responses and opinions back. We were just asked to anchor some of the hospitality parts of that. That's how we got involved, year one. And I think it's also an opportunity for our company, to give to the program. And, Stan Clark, huge Oklahoma State guy and a big football fan. And I don't think he really ever hesitated, when we were approached this opportunity to do it, because he saw it as an opportunity to support the program and also to kind of be able to participate, right? That's one of the things that kind of comes along with our sponsorship. So, it's been neat. It's been neat to see the whole thing evolve over the years. What we've provided has evolved. We've done different, things in different locations, based on the structure of the camp, but that's really where it all began. So
speaking of where it all began, I want to talk about how you began with Eskimo Joe's. How did you get approached? Did you work here in college, or how did you get to here?
Yeah, so I came to school here in 94 and started to work for the company in 95 on a part-time basis. Didn't necessarily think I wanted to be in hospitality for the rest of my life, but I got a general business degree from Oklahoma State in 1999, and at the time we were looking to open our fourth concept, Giuseppe's Italian Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And based on the experience I'd had here, I really thought maybe helping open that new location was going to be a unique opportunity for me. So that's what I was pursuing. And while I was waiting on, Giuseppe's to get finished and open up, A spot opened here, and I applied for it. I just graduated and took a management position, and, you know, rest is history, as they say, right?
Nope.
But, you know, in hindsight, obviously this has been a much more rewarding opportunity. Being here at our flagship operation, the opportunity that I've had not to just be the GM in a food service operation, but really to kind of be the face of our company, to get involved in the community, to lead some of our, you know, special events like Extreme Camp, and to be a part of things like this, it's been pretty unique. You know, very different than being the GM of Applebee's, right? So
right.
We'll pick somebody who's not in town.
Right? That's right.
So
you'll drove them out.
Yeah, but we certainly value the relationship that we have with Oklahoma State University. You know, in more recent years, we've had the opportunity to co-brand our likeness with Pistol Pete's likeness, something that is very, very unique, not just here, but actually nationwide. In fact, our friend Kyle Ray at Oklahoma State, you know, told us he's not aware of any other relationship like it in a college market where a local retailer and a mm-hmm. university have gone in like that. But it's a huge endorsement of our brand. We value that relationship, and we take it very seriously. And in everything we do with Oklahoma State, we try to make sure that, you know, we're not only representing our brand well, but representing their brand well. Also,
well, I think what's so impressive about it, I mean, people that are from Stillwater that have any kind of ties and went to school, I mean, everyone knows just how big the Eskimo Joe's is. But and you see the photos, I think you guys put them on your Facebook page, you know, traveling around the world. You have people at the Great Sphinx and the China Wall, you know, all this stuff, and you see that smile and face everywhere. But I think if you're outside the community, you look at this as like, man, Eskimo Joe, that has to be a massive brand. Like a massive, massive company. But when you come to Stillwater, you realize, I mean, it is huge, but it's just this operation right here. It's crazy when you look at it from the outside how much you guys actually put out.
Yeah, well, thanks, Zach. I mean, we're humbled and honored that people associate us with Stillwater and with Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. I don't know that anybody, including Stan, could really explain how or why it happened. But I think that really it goes back to kind of our core principles and, you know, our mission statement to delight every guest by giving our best. Doesn't mean we don't disappoint people and we don't make mistakes, but I mean, even in those early days, Stan's focus was to really, you know, to show genuine hospitality, to serve people, for people to have a good time, and, you know, authentic hospitality. And I think we've tried to carry that principle through, and hopefully that's the reason people want to go have a T-shirt and they have a memorable experience here and they want to have something to associate with their time here at Oklahoma State or an experience that they had, i.e. a game day or something. And, you know, it's just been really neat to see people kind of represent our brand all over the world. As you say, we've got a wall of fame on the website where people can go post pictures, you know, where they're at Disney World or wherever they are with their families. And it's cool. Those are really neat stories. And as we enter into our 50th year in business, you know, we're talking about how to celebrate that, how to celebrate the opportunity our customers have provided to us, and all the past employees who've helped, you know, contribute to our success. It's really about them and not about us. And so this year, we've actually entered our 50th year, right? This will be our 50th football season in business.
Wow.
And so we're looking at, we celebrate in July, but we're looking for opportunities throughout the year to draw attention to our 50th and, you know, to give back and celebrate our customers and celebrate our team members and, celebrate, you know, 50 years of partnerships, and being in this community.
So when Garth Brooks was approached about playing for the parking lot out here, was he receptive to? No, I'm just teasing. No,
but Stan tells a funny story about Garth. I'll interject here. You know, he played some acoustic stuff at Stillwater Bay, and there's kind of a rumor that Stan actually fired Garth at Stillwater Bay because he just didn't think much, those early years. This is, you know, Garth cutting his teeth. I don't know if that's actually true or not.
He maybe fired Troy.
But it's a good story, yeah. He did play, I guess, some acoustic shows over at the Bay back in the early days. So
I'm glad you brought that up because I also work full-time at Triple Play Sports. And,
right.
And we have a great partnership with you guys with the Masters ceremony, you know,
yeah.
Doing the giveaway.
Awesome.
And we've had some people come in with Visit Stillwater, and they were talking about just how much it's insane. It goes back to, and I'm not just trying to butter you up because we're here, but it's insane how integrated you guys are with the community, because Visit Stillwater, 3 weeks ago, you know, the first week of August, they're like, yeah, we're having to get with hotels, we're having to get with other businesses because of this 50th year coming up next summer. Like, it's not just, well, Eskimo Joe's is going to put on a party. This is massive. 50 years, every anniversary, I think, is always a big party, but I can't even begin to imagine, one, how many people are going to come back for 50, but just how big this is for y'all.
Yeah, it's a huge deal, of course, and like I said, we're looking for lots of opportunities to celebrate throughout the year and to elevate some of the things we do. You know, in my opinion, anniversary week, our celebration has always been trying to represent who we are every other day of the year. You know, we wear a lot of hats, we like to say. You know, we want to be a great restaurant. We want to be a bar. We want to be a sports bar, a place where people think about coming to watch Oklahoma State. We want to be a family environment. We want to have, you know, an association with kids and be involved in, you know, kids activities and the Stillwater Public Education Foundation. You know, we want to be a place people come celebrate a special event or an anniversary. We want to be a part of a game day experience. We want to host recruits. We want to be a place that new students, prospective students at Oklahoma State want to come have. But we recognize that we're a tourist destination. We're a destination restaurant. And, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive. I think a lot of our local folks in the community believe that when school's in session and kids are here, we're busy, and that when students leave during breaks, we're slow.
It might be more summer.
Complete opposite.
It might be busier driving by.
Just walk
by.
In right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's the complete opposite. And I talk about this a lot. You know, our summer months are our busiest: Christmas break, spring break, when people are off work and they're, you know, they're traveling, they're day tripping, they're prospective students coming to look at the campus or all the camps that are going on in the summer. We are in Special Olympics, Oklahoma. We're just really blessed to get, you know, get that foot traffic during the break. So, yeah, this is a busy week. Everybody's moving back into school, and public school started today, actually. And then things actually slow down next week now that students are here, with the exception of, you know, obviously these upcoming weekends and these home game weekends. So we're switching gears from the summer and trying to get ready to try to capitalize on the opportunities we have this fall.
Game day's coming up. How have those evolved in your time here? I mean, take it back to 94. Was it as wild then as it is now, or is it, I mean, you know, it's a bigger building now.
Yeah, but we're bigger. We have more square footage. So, yeah, it's definitely evolved over time. Our facility has grown significantly. You know, our menu offering hasn't really changed a lot. I think if there's any one thing that's been significantly different now than it was then is what we try to do outside. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a lot of great parking around. So we've partnered up with some of our supplier partners, spirit partners, beer partners, and created a massive tailgate event outside on game day, where we have a chance to add, you know, 400 or 500 seats. We have a live grill. It is a special menu. It's not everything we offer inside, but we're able to create a convenient option for people, you know, on game days if they're not at a tailgate or they just want to come through. Like, we have a lot of people that just come through for a little bit before the tailgate, but it's been really fun to plan those events and not just capitalize on the amount of people in town, but really to create something, a fan experience that people can have this close to the stadium, and it's hopefully it's convenient and good, and people have a good time, you know, stopping by.
Well, cheese fries are big every day.
Yeah.
How are they on game days? How does that operation work? Because they're going to every table.
Yeah. I mean, it's exactly the same, just a high volume. I mean, we, you know, we really only offer two kinds, just plain or with sweet pepper bacon. So they're cranking them out. You know, we tell people on average we cut about 800 to 1,000 pounds of fresh potatoes every single day. Obviously, that number is way higher on game day with all the fries that we serve. But fresh cut potatoes and freshly cut cheese. We grade our own cheese at fresh every day, and I think that's why it's hard to beat.
And on game day, it just never stops.
Well,
they just keep.
What's crazy to me, and especially on game days, it doesn't matter how busy y'all are. It seems like when you send out a plate of cheese, it's like picture perfect to
every time
to what's on the menu. I mean, there's nothing that is that's different about any of those, no matter how busy it is. It's insane.
Well, we preach that quality by definition is consistent, right? Anything that's quality is consistent, and that doesn't mean we don't make some mistakes from time to time, but we really put a lot of emphasis on trying to do it the same way. We want, you know, when you come here, no matter what you're ordering, we'd like for you to get the same meal and meet your expectations each and every time. But, you know, we started doing cheese fries outside, so we package them in basically our to-go container, and they'll just run outside to our venue with trays of them, you know, and they're usually gone before they can actually get across the street, right? People are snatching them up. But, I mean, it gets to a point where we have to kind of pump the brakes and pause on cheese fries because it's just hard for us to produce the volume that we need on game days.
Yeah, well, and that's something, you know, Brian, him and his crew on game days, and I set up in the union for my pregame show, and I'm like, hey, Okay. Do you want to swing by the table? And he's like, well, it's going to be a little bit. Me and Jay, we're going to Joe's, and we got to meet.
We're hanging out with Stormy Warren. He's picking up the tab, so we're going to hang here.
Yeah. Occasionally.
Yeah, we got to meet our people. I'm like, well, yeah, whenever you get a chance, and just swing on by. But you know, I mean, you mentioned 50 years. I mean, it's just it's incredible. And when you think Stillwater, it is, you know, synonymous with Oklahoma State and Eskimo Joe's. And that kind of circles us back to Extreme Camp.
Yeah.
You know, you've been 15 straight years. If you had to put your finger, you know, your personal experience, what was the biggest change, or what has been the biggest change from year one to year 15, what would that be?
Yeah, well, probably a number of things. But the first thing that jumps out of my mind is just the fact that when we started it, that first year was 35 guys, maybe, you know, 30, 35 guys. It was a small group. And very intimate. We served that first dinner here at Joe's. We reserved the down-in room because we could do that with a smaller group. And so, you know, it outgrew us. After like the first two or three, actually 2 years, I think, they recognized there was a lot more demand than they could meet, a lot more interest in it. And so, you know, now I think they've got 100 spots, 100 to 110
insane,
spots,
yeah.
That get filled on this deal. And so, not to mention, you know, you got staff and coaches and all that. So, that's been the biggest change, is just the growth, what it looks like. You know, I thought Johnny and now Todd Bradford, have done a good job every year of changing up the schedule and implementing new things, because, you know, I think this year, 80% of the guy, 80 or so guys, were returning from a previous year, and there was 20 or so guys that were brand new, right? And I think that's pretty common. But you know, you got a lot of guys who've seen the facilities. They've kind of gone through this program. So any chance you get to kind of tweak it, introduce some new things, you know, that's always good and interesting to this group. You know, obviously the big topic the last few years has been transfer portal and NIL. Everybody wants to know about those things, right? So I know this year Coach Gundy, in his opening remarks, he just went right to that. He just went right in, because I know this is what everybody wants to know. And so, but there, you know, there's obviously always new players. And so I told Robert, the thing I enjoy personally most about it is seeing the new kids. And, you know, a lot of the guys that are participating in this, they follow recruiting closely. They know a lot of details about, you know, these players and their high school careers and why they maybe ended up at Oklahoma State. That's not me.
They must be Pokes Report subscribers.
They must
that's
be, true. They must
that's got to be it.
That's right.
That's true.
Nice plug there.
Getting the inside. And,
and that's not necessarily me, but I do enjoy just, you know, you can really sense the kind of the quality of recruit that we're going after. There is really something to be said about the cowboy culture. That is not just a word that they throw around that sounds good. It is really a real thing, and I'm always impressed with the caliber of student athlete that they're able to attract here. And so one of the richest parts for me of Extreme Camp is when they bring all the new guys in and they have to introduce themselves and say where they're from and what position they play. And then they open it up for questions, and this group gets to, you know, ask them a couple of questions. And it's short and it's quick, but you get a little feel for who these kids are and not only what they look like and their size and all that, but also a little bit about their personality. And that's always the piece of it that I enjoyed the most.
Well, it's always funny. If you ever walk past a football player, you don't realize how big almost all of them are until you're standing up next to them and you just go, how are we the same, like, race? How are we the same, like, human race?
Yeah.
You know, you're different than me.
And I know it's pretty, you know, common knowledge at this point, but, you know, I mean, what Coach Glass is able to do with some of these kids in a relatively short period of time, you know, it's impressive. And you see these kids when they come into the program, when they leave, and how they're able to, you know, kind of transform their body. It's been obviously a huge part of our success here at Oklahoma State is finding these kids that are under-recruited and bringing them mm-hmm. here and developing them, developing their bodies and their skill sets and their strength training and everything. It's just – it's really quite amazing to see. And I'll tell you, you know, there's been a couple of years where Coach Glass presented at Extreme Camp. They had 30, 45 minutes carved out for him to come present on how he builds a program for a kid, and
wow.
and he'll some of the things that they measure and track with these kids, it's just amazing, the statistics. You know, I'm sure, you know, it's pretty widespread now, but the technology that they use to measure the load of each practice and make determinations from day to day on whether a kid needs more, you know, needs more reps or less reps, or hey, let's back off him. Mm-hmm. You know, the technology they put in their shoulder pads and I mean, they can even measure their sleep, you know, and it's wow. just it's pretty eye opening stuff that, you know, I guess unless you're really kind of on the inside, you may not realize all the things that they're doing and measuring with each kid.
You have a son in high school now, playing wide receiver,
corner.
Okay,
yeah.
Does it make you know? And you're probably integral in a little bit of his training. And all, does it make you feel a little inadequate and how much you know versus him?
You know, yeah, without a doubt, it's really cool. You know, another thing you get to do is these guys have a chance to go in the position meeting rooms, right? So either usually before practice, sometimes after, you know, you break up into position meetings. You can go sit in the room and you watch them break down practice film. You know, and that's another piece of the program over there. It's just amazing to me that in literally within a few minutes, they can have film from that day's practice broken down by position for each coach. And you know, you go to the position meeting and they're learning almost in real time, you know, from what they just did. And that's cool. So I love going to, everybody wants to go to the quarterback room. That doesn't get me excited. I like going to Casey's room with the receivers. And I like going to Duffy's room with the backs, the defensive backs, and McIndoe and all those guys. It's been cool to get to know all those guys and then go sit in their room and watch them do their work.
Well, it's great. I'm glad you brought up Duffy, because what's insane to me, and as long as you've been in Stillwater, you know, I was born in 91, so I don't have as much even going back to my earliest memories, when you talk about Oklahoma State football or the Big 12, whatever, liability, back end.
Yeah.
The defensive backs, you look corners, safeties, even some of the linebackers. With what Duffy's done in the last 10 or so years, I mean, you look at all the players, and you get some complaints, right? I mean, you lose Tanner McAllister to the portal and Jarque Bernard-Converse, but those are NFL players. You know, I mean, you look at the Jabbar Muhammad. I mean, it's unfortunate that they left, but these are NFL caliber players that Duffy is going out and recruiting and helping put together, and defensive back at Oklahoma State is no longer a liability.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch this group this year, right?
I mean, I think
they've
got
some experience and some depth, and you know, I'm not the guy to sit up here and talk X's and O's and strategy or even personnel so much, but you know, I didn't get to participate in as much this year, but being around those guys, I'm just amazed at the camaraderie that they have. Yeah. You know, last year I remember at the beginning of the season they were talking about how everybody was jumping ship, and you know, there's drama and there's all this stuff going on in the locker room. That couldn't be further from the case. You know, mm-hmm. I've just never seen that. I'm just so impressed with the caliber of student athlete that we're able to attract this program and how responsive they are and how well we're able to develop them into kids that are looking, you know, able to be drafted and go compete at the next level. It's really amazing.
Well, and that circles back to Rob Glass. I mean, probably the prime example that I can remember since I've been doing, you know, I've been with Robert for almost 11 years now, I guess, Malcolm Rodriguez. You know, yeah. He comes in as an under-recruited, I don't think he was rated. Oklahoma State and Wyoming, there's only two offers. He's, what, 190, 195? Mm-hmm. He was a safety. Liability for sure.
Right.
Bring him down to linebacker, and he graduates at what, 245, 250? He's playing the NFL. I mean, yeah. 60 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
And it's insane. And then Kirkland, you'll hear some audio later today. Justin Kirkland met with the media, and he was already a large individual when he came in. But they were asking him about what his max squat is and max bench. And then he the 225 rep that they do for the NFL. He's like, I got to film it the next time because I can hit 51.
51
reps insane. On the 225. Wow. I mean, he came in large, but when you look at what Rob Glass does with strength and preparing these kids for the next level, it's insane.
Yeah, it really is. It really is amazing. It's impressive to me, and I don't even understand everything that he's showing us, you know, in that deal. But what they measure, what him and his staff, you know, measure, the program they put in place, they have a specific program for each individual guy that, you know, it includes, you know, obviously their workout stuff, their lifting, but diet plans and everything else. It's just, it's pretty impressive. And I don't know that the common fan really can fully appreciate, you know, just how specific everything is. I was mentioning to Brian, you know, Justin Williams over there in the equipment room is a great friend of mine, and I've had a chance to kind of get a sneak peek at just how they manage each player's gear and equipment. And they've got everything they need for the whole season in a you know, a locker, every pad, every brace, every, you know, every shoe, every sort of outfit they might need. And I think that's what I have enjoyed about Extreme Camp, you know, is just that kind of inside peek. And that, I don't know if anybody's ever gone and documented that, like, on the inside. You know, I know OSU Max is doing a lot of cool stuff like that now, but man, it is really quite an operation, you know, everything they have to do from that standpoint.
Well, I want to find out how good of a friend Justin Williams really is. How far in advance do you know what they're going to wear on game day?
I don't. You know, there's been a few occasions where, you know, he's shared something with me, you know, maybe about homecoming helmet or something. Yeah. But for the most part, no, I don't even ask because I know they like to. Well, but I will say this, like, you know, my understanding is behind Oregon, we are kind of the Nike school that they're really behind all the cool looks. And I've spent some time with Justin as he's developing, like when we honored Thurman and we did the throwback, you know, to Thurman look and the same for Barry. And it's always cool to think about the process that he gets to go through to kind of plan those special commemorative things. So I got to be a part of, we're big supporters of the Folds of Honor Foundation over in Owosso. And a few years back on Veterans Day, you know, they wore the military gray uniforms, and
probably my favorite uniform they've ever worn. Those were incredible.
Yeah, they were cool. And I was really humbled to have some input in that because of Folds of Honor and kind of connecting Justin with them. And that was really cool. So that kind of stuff's neat to me. But I also know that, you know, it means the world to these recruits. I mean, you know, I was told that a kid could come here and play for 4 years and never wear the same uniform twice. There's that many, you know, different combinations and looks that they're capable of doing. And I think it's real cutting edge. I you know, this EA Sports game, I've heard they're going to add looks and stuff like as it goes along, you know, so and kind of find out from Justin what we're doing. And I just, that's amazing to me.
Well, my son came running in the other day. I mean, he loves play. I love playing it with him. And he's 11, and so he comes running in. He just goes, "There's 45 different." You know, he went through and did all the things. Things. But what's cool is, and this happened back when NCAA football was a thing for 2014 and before. Recruits, before you've even talked to them, my son's 11. There's 11-year-olds out there who are playing with Oklahoma State because they think the color combinations are cool and that you can mix the helmets, and that's your name getting out there before Duffy or Glass or Glass wouldn't recruit, but before any of the coaches even say hi, they know you.
Well, something that they've introduced up there is the Orange Power Studios, and maybe you guys have had a chance to see that, all the different settings that they've created for a prospective student athlete to come. But, you know, they've changed the rule this year where, you know, about doing photos, because all these kids want to take photos for social media and stuff, and they set them up for it. But I think they used to get, you know, hundreds of people coming through the studio to take pictures. And now I think it has to happen on your official visit.
Only official visits, yeah.
So it's cut down on the number. But I was blown away at the number of photo sessions that they were having to accommodate for each kid on an unofficial visit that was coming in, because they all want to come through there and, you know, and see the different looks and take the pictures and post. But it's really cool and it's slick, and the Extreme Campers get to do that. So that's part of the camp is, you know, they carve out an hour or so and they take all the Extreme Campers up and they get to put on a jersey and helmets and take all the photos they want. And then they email them to you. And so,
you'll
see a bunch of old guys on social media, you know, rocking uniforms.
What's the Tim Holland go-to helmet when you get your photo at Extreme Camp?
You know, I've only done it once. I did it last year, and I didn't. I don't think I had a helmet in my picture.
Really?
I think I was just in a chair with a football or something, but. You know, I've got I like almost everything Justin has come up with over there. Some of the throwback stuff is probably my favorite. You know, so
yeah. No, so if you were you were there and got to do the tour the facility when it was brand new,
yeah.
Open up the West End Zone, and you guys were some of the first ones to really
yeah.
see it all. If you were a player now, what would be your favorite part of either the West End Zone? Training table, the practice facility. What do you think you would be? Where would we find Tim the player?
Man, that's a really great question. What they've done in the locker room is amazing. I know that schools are starting to kind of catch up with us in terms of, but you know, I remember. I think the lockers themselves were patterned after the Dallas Cowboys mm-hmm. locker room. The same company that did the Cowboys did ours, and you know the reclining seats and the. All the storage areas and all that stuff. I mean, a player spends a lot of time, you know, in there. You walk in there during extreme camp, during their off periods, the lights are off, they're sleeping in their, you know, locker, or they're playing, you know, Xbox, yeah. or they're, you know, they keep it. They've also got this amazing exhaust system that, you know, pulls it, doesn't smell like a locker room, you know,
it does
pulls
not.
All the exhaust out.
It is impressive.
And they just had to redo them recently. And this might be the second season, I guess, in the new lockers, but that's probably the biggest wow. I mean, the team meeting room is cool. The locker room is amazing. We get to go out in extreme camp, go out the tunnel, you know, from the locker room and kind of that experience that a player might
underneath
have.
Underneath the belief sign.
Yeah, and coming yep. out the gate, you know, and get to kind of see all that in terms of how it is in proximity to, you know, everything else. I mean, they've really established everything that a player could want or need over there. And I know there's been some talk of an academic center specifically for football versus, you know, coming over to Maryland's team in Gallagher-Iba. But outside of that, I mean, you know, the barber chair and the tubs and the locker room and the ping pong tables and all the, I mean, I think they're very intentional and deliberate about trying to keep those guys, you know, kind of focused and, mm-hmm. and in a somewhat controlled environment. You know, not to keep guys out of trouble necessarily, but to continue to invest in the camaraderie and their health and you know, everything they want them working on. So yeah, it's amazing. And I don't know how much of that is open to the public, but if you ever do get a chance, you know, to take that tour or participate in camp, that's really one of the neatest parts for a new person is. Mm-hmm. Is just seeing all the facilities.
Yeah, I mean, everything is so self-contained. And I think you hit on it. I mean, it's not that they want to try to keep players out of trouble, but, I mean, that is a large portion of it. You
yeah.
don't need to go anywhere else,
yeah.
right? You've got the training table. You've got all the extracurriculars that you could want. You know, you've got TV and PlayStation. I mean, everything is right there. So, I mean,
yeah.
it does kind of keep everything easy enough, right?
Right.
But one of the last questions for me, and not to get into the specifics of it, but you know, with the advent of NIL and you know, a couple of years ago, I think you guys had a partnership with Spencer Sanders, and
yeah.
you know, for Eskimo Joe's, how has that evolved the business side of it with NIL, and now it's okay. Well, we were with the university. And now we can put our brand and our logo on student athletes. I mean, that has to have been a pretty drastic shift.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's no secret. We haven't done a lot of it, if I'm honest, you know, and it really has nothing to do with what happened or didn't happen with the Spencer deal.
Right.
We felt really good about that whole thing, and there was a lot of things outside of our control that happened with Spencer. But, you know, certainly, you know, something that we're still open-minded about, and I think it's really, for us, it's been a matter of finding the right opportunities that's going to really, you know, not just help a student athlete, but help the program. I think everybody, if you haven't already come to grips with the fact that this is here to stay and it's what our program needs to be successful, then, you know, we have a little bit of responsibility to be a part of it. And so, you know, we've done some things with student athletes, not non-football players. And I think our owner Stan is real open-minded to other opportunities that might might come up. It's not something we're out there aggressively, you know, seeking right now. But we've had a lot of meetings with a lot of people about it to make sure we fully understand, you know, how it's supposed to work. But it continues to evolve, right? And so I think if the right opportunity came up, we definitely would listen and be a part of it.
Well, I tell you, I think what would look really, really good is that smiling Joe and Buffy on the 45-yard line.
Yeah, or a big plate of cheese fries, right?
That's it right there. Don't Eskimo Joe's, just a plate of cheese. That's,
you know,
the most recognizable.
Somebody came out, you know, they, when the story broke about corporate sponsorships and stuff, you know, there was some stuff circulating with the logo on the jersey, with our Joe's logo on the jersey and on the field and stuff like that. It was kind of humorous, but you just never know, you know, what the future might be in the space. That is continuing to evolve and look different. But, you know, a lot of our success is built on what happens at Oklahoma State. And we recognize that and we know that. And it's probably a good reason why Stan has continued to invest in Extreme Camp and be a part of that, as well as many other things that he's chosen to do, because, you know, we want to be a good responsible kind of corporate citizen and a good partner to Oklahoma State.
Well, I know this is last couple of questions, but I know you've traveled not with the team, but to some road games, and I've ran into you up at Boise.
Yeah.
And I won't say Boise. Boise. We say Boise down here.
Yeah.
That's a good trip. Is there anywhere that you've been way away and all of a sudden you see the Eskimo Joe's logo somewhere? You know, you see a T-shirt or you see a hoodie or something.
It wasn't a traveling fan.
Yeah, not necessarily for football, probably just, you know, family vacations, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You see it, you know, especially where my family goes down to Florida a lot, so, you know, you see it down there quite a bit. And, yeah, it's really cool because, you know, I like to stop people and, you know, ask them about their shirt and where they got it and what their experience is. And, you know, I mean, like I was saying earlier, a lot of times it's an association with being in school here or having family that lives here or taking a visit here or coming to a game or something. And that means a lot, you know, that people have such an experience here that they want to have something to remember that by or have something to represent. So that's very cool. We're humbled by that.
Well, I need some proof. I need some undeniable proof that cheese fries do make you strong. So have you ever seen Malcolm Rodriguez? We mentioned a Malcolm Rodriguez or Justin Kirkland eating cheese fries.
Yes, those guys have been here.
There it
so
is.
So there you go. Boom.
That's it.
Cheese fries do make you strong.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, this last year we had a chance to host a podcast, a different podcast with Ollie and Eric Daly, who was here on the team, transferred out to UCLA in the off season. But those guys were doing a podcast, and they would bring in another student athlete to sit in with them.
Yeah, it was really
each
cool.
Time. And it was fun. That's where I kind of got a chance to know those guys and know their personalities. But having the guys come in and letting them eat and feed them and stuff, you kind of find out what guys like. And, you know, we probably need an Ollie Gordon sandwich on the menu. But
what would his sandwich be?
You know, I don't know. They were eating grilled cheese sandwiches with chicken tenders and barbecue sauce on it. It was pretty good. They started kind of making up their own stuff.
So and that I've worked You'll at Chili's, to, I've worked at some Mexican food restaurants. It's fun whenever you work there in the first few days, the first month or so, you're eating on menu and everything.
Yeah.
What's your go to? Maybe it's off menu.
I'll tell you straight up, it's our chicken chili pasta. It's probably the most underrated item on the menu. Not a lot of people even know what it is. It is a low fat chicken chili that we make in house signature. It's one of my favorites. You put it on pasta, on a Frito pie. We just added a chicken chili cheese fry to the menu. So if you haven't tried it,
cheese
check it
fry.
Out. Yep, check All it right. out. Check
that's,
it out.
No, that's what I'm leaving this seat and going to get.
We were joined by Tim Holland, the general manager of Eskimo Joe's. I appreciate your time, as
thank
always.
Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate it.
We'll see if we can't try to get you back on maybe the end of the season to see just how this year went for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. Thank you.
That's going to do it for the Pokes Report podcast. You can check us out at pokesreport.com, and we will talk to you next time here on Pokes Report.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.